This is the West Touchdown Club inside Everbank Field, the 2014 pre-draft media luncheon on Friday afternoon. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW, JP Shadrick with you inside the West Touchdown Club. The luncheon just wrapped up for 2014. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley visiting with local media about 30 to 45 minutes around the lunch table today, taking questions on a number of topics, certainly all draft related. The Jaguars with the number 3 pick, could they trade back? Could they trade up? What do they think of quarterbacks? Other positions, all was on the table today for both Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. They spoke with the media a little more in depth after the luncheon today.
During this time that we're in now, I'm going to challenge Dave and the scouts and say, well, how about this? Probably similar to what you would do. You'd sit in and say, well, if this guy left, then what and why? But you feel a strong conviction. And I think I'm at a point now where I just totally trust him. And he's good enough to come in and say, Gus, here's the scenario. Here's what I'm thinking. Are you good with it? And if there's any hesitation for me, I'll just say, hey, I trust you.
To undoubtedly say, yeah, I know who it's going to be. I couldn't do it this year. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. If we stayed at 3, I think I have a pretty good idea who it would be, but a very good idea who it would be. But there's a lot of doubt with where we might be picking. It could be in that 8, 9, 10. It could be farther than that. So it's hard.
Remember to check out those full press conferences from Caldwell and Bradley right here on Jaguars.com. And we're joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and you know, some interesting nuggets today about this draft coming up. We hear all the time about the Jaguars want to trade back, maybe, and that might be an ideal scenario, but Dave Caldwell today, there could be other possibilities in trading.
Well, and it's a big difference from last year when he basically said that with the number of picks they had last year, they probably weren't going to trade up. You didn't want to give up those picks. He said today with 11 picks, that gives them the flexibility to move up. You can move back. So it sort of leaves everything on the table of what could happen in a week.
Well, now the question would be, if they go back, how far is too far to go back?
Well, and it's interesting because the normal values that everybody sort of has assigned to picks doesn't really apply as much with the new rookie cap. So it's a little bit different, and you can't really predict as much going in. But Dave said today they could go back. He even mentioned as far as 11, 12, 13, which is a long way back. But he said to get out of 10, to get out of that top 10, would probably need a future first-round pick at some point. It would be that kind of value. So it's interesting. He sort of set the parameter on sort of what they would be looking for, gave no names, gave no specific scenarios, but did sort of say what they might be looking for in that scenario.
Of course, in a setting like this, a lot of the questions on individual positions goes back to that quarterback position. And, you know, there's a feel that there might not be a huge run early on quarterbacks this year, and Dave kind of said that today.
Well, he addressed more of the end of the first round, which the question there obviously is, with the Jaguars holding the 39th pick, are they going to have to move up into that 27, 28 area to get maybe that second tier of guys? He said he doesn't think there'll be a big run at the end of the first round, which means he doesn't anticipate teams diving back into that first round to get their guy. He said there might be a run in the early part of the second round, right ahead of the Jags. But more than that, he said he doesn't necessarily think the Jaguars are going to have to move up into that spot to get a quarterback in that spot. Now, once again, he didn't guarantee a quarterback at either 1 or 2 for the Jaguars, first or second round. But he said he thinks that they'll be able to hold tight in their draft position all throughout the draft and still get a couple quarterbacks they like.
And one notable name that was thrown around a bit today was that of Teddy Bridgewater, the Louisville quarterback. And the Jaguars worked him out again down in Miami a couple of weeks back. And there were a few more details that came out about that workout today.
Yeah, and before we jump the gun on it, I didn't get the impression today that the Bridgewater questions were about the Jaguars all of a sudden, yes, we're really over the top interested in this guy.
Right.
It was more from the media asking about the fact they had a second workout with him. And what they both said was they wanted to go back. The pro day showed some things that it's out there. It was not a great pro day. So they wanted to go back and see what the circumstances of that were, if what they had seen was real, things to go back and judge the tape against. I think they just wanted to make sure that they didn't judge this guy who's probably a first, early second round talent based on one day that may have had, you know, circumstances that just didn't work out for the kid.
And Gus Bradley told the TV and radio folks, yes, the tape is probably the most important, but you still have to check all that out. John, we'll look forward to your writing of this event coming up here on Jaguars.com, too. That's what you do.
I'll look forward to your talking to this event. How
hey,
about that?
We can watch both of them.
That's right.
For John Osier, J.P. Shadrick, that's it for today from the 2014 Pre-Draft Media Luncheon on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.